Hello, my friend. This is Dan Riley, and I'm delighted to be sharing with you this Easter season, our path in Christ in Easter, and the wonderful fact that this path invites all of us, whether we're Christian or not, to walk with each other in new light and new life. And so we are travelers together. So I welcome you to journey with me, if you would, for a while. And not only me, but our whole mountain community. We've had many through here, through this wonderful Easter season. And now we're moving beyond Easter Sunday. And again, our path takes us deeper into our lives and the life given to us. Greg Lacamelli and his wife Elizabeth and their two daughters, Sienna and Alyssa, traveled to Nebraska. They're there while Greg will be godfather for a new member of the family, and his family delighting in a family visit. It's just wonderful to think about how we've been traveling, and they are. So Greg's such a part of our journey, and right now helping us to hear this. He'll thoughtfully put music together, and I now will mention a scripture passage that's core to both of us. Greg and I and the whole church, so it's not just the two of us, ask us to take some time with a passage from Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, 13 to 35. It may be one you're familiar with, possibly it's one you've taken time with. Maybe it's a favorite of yours. It is of mine. It's the road to Emmaus. And they were conversing about all these things that had occurred. And while they were doing this, it happened that in the conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. There's a sense in which the journey opens, and you might remember, and we've reflected here earlier, that this journey is actually towards the setting sun. They're traveling west, and they're leaving the east, where the new life, the sun, rises. It's a deep sign of discouragement, and what I feel is a movement from discouragement to dismay, and then delight, and then we all, and they did, have something to deliver. The discouragement settles into life, or maybe captures our heart and might even hold on to us in a way that leads us to anger or breakage between friends and friendships and brokenness within ourselves as we become, as they said, they stopped and looked downcast. And one of them, Cleophas, said to Jesus in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" In other words, something significant went on, and everybody knows about it, but the knowledge that these two have is one of disappointment. Friends of Jesus, they don't recognize him here and now, but they unload. It's quite wonderful, their pain and their suffering, and Jesus stays with them through this. He unfolds scriptures, and this continues to go on. It's really quite touching, and again, take time with it. These little podcasts are meant to be times where we open to the quiet, let our hearts open to the light and life of God within. And then within scripture passages or readings or sites or places, walks, other conversations, our own memories, God's life is stirred like a fire. It burns within us. In fact, in this gospel passage, a line that Greg especially likes is where they marvel over it. It becomes a self-reflective moment. They say, "Were not our hearts burning?"
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are not our hearts burning within us? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are not our hearts burning within us?
There's this alert to us. Were not our hearts burning within us when he spoke to us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? That on our way, wherever we've been traveling, and traveling now, even though we've settled into a chair, we're in the middle of a journey, and there are discouraging times and uncertainty. And it's good to name it and say it to a friend, but certainly to leave it open to God. Sometimes we turn from prayer because we don't feel we're certain. It's great to take uncertainty to prayer. You might remember that one of the passages we've been treasuring is Merton's prayer that's in his book Thoughts in Solitude, where he begins that great line, "My God, my Lord God, I have no idea where I'm going." Let me go right to the end of that prayer because it sums up, it sits within, it's with us in our Emmaus journey, this walk on the road of discouragement, then dismay, and then delight. He says, wrapping it up, he says, therefore I will trust you always. And you begin to hear that movement in these two guys. Well, okay, maybe it was a guy and a girl. Okay, well, gee, our hearts are burning. Wow, we're alive again. The cold water, the ice cubes, the terrible freezer of that painful death and acknowledgement that he's gone is something new has happened. And though I may seem, Merton says, I seem to be lost and in the shadow of death, and where they seem to be when they were walking, they're beginning to become alive and actually dismayed. Which is it? What happened? Merton says, I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone. His discovery is ours now. And it's lent to us in this beautiful Lucan passage. It's there for us in chapter 24. It's in our Franciscan tradition now, especially as the Emmaus methodology to be on the road, to be itinerants, to know that we're, as our order has said, and I've shared here before, to be itinerants of meaning, looking for it, wandering, at times admitting that we're not sure, feeling the dismay, the liminal moment of letting go of, well, we saw things that may have discouraged us. We may be certain in our discouragement. It's not going to work out. It's just not that way. And then something happens and we're topsy-turvy uncertain. God encounters us. We encounter God's moment of light, Easter light. As T.S. Eliot says, we arrive at the beginning as if for the first time. In big words, this is our Franciscan, or our Christian, more importantly, our Christian Christology. Christ is the firstborn of all creatures, of all creation. And in him we live and move and have our being. Two beautiful quotes that arise up in this Easter season and greet us in our discouragement and possibly now our dismay and begin to move us into a place of delight. Light. We're delighted. Christ is with us on this path, on our road. And we're moved to that truth and reality that he has not left us alone. And what is happening over our shoulders now has us turn around and walk right into it. Enter back into Jerusalem, they did. They went back to their friends. They talked about what they experienced. They revealed to the others that they recognized him in the breaking of the bread. But that was only after they invited him to stay in their lives a little longer.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The two disciples recounted what had taken place along the way, and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, peace be with you.
Alleluia, alleluia.
After you opened the scriptures, they said, hey, please hang out with us. It's evening hour. And wonderfully, as God would, God did, as God does now, stay with us. He gave the impression that he was going further, Luke has us here, but they urged him, stay with us, for it's nearly evening and the day is almost over. In other words, this terrible experience and this walk is coming to an end, but we want you with us. So he went and stayed with them. And it happened while he was with them that he blessed, broke bread, and they recognized him. This is our walk, my friends, and as we come to that delight, finally, and let me just mention it simply, we have something to deliver, to bring back to Jerusalem, bring back to our friends. Whether they felt it or not, we now do. Our hearts are burning with a new reality, a new beginning, a new experience. The firstborn of all of creation is coming alive in us. That's the baptism Greg will be at, and a sponsor, an awareness in his life. I see it in him and in his family, and it's an honor to minister with him. And now to share this with you. We may dress up, and we may look beautiful on Easter Sunday, and we may be back to discouragement today, but let it be an Emmaus journey, not a stoppage in your life. A dismay will happen, especially when Jesus breaks in and says, hey, you want to take a look at it again? The light opens up, and we have something to deliver. Bear good news to one another, my friends, but first, take time. Or let time take you beyond time. Into this story that is timeless. Let it speak to your heart, so that you and I might possibly pray the prayer that Merton did as well. Lord, I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone. Easter joy, my friend, the peace of Easter, and much love from your mountain family.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, are not our hearts burning within us?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, are not our hearts burning within us? Hallelujah, hallelujah, are not our hearts burning within us? Hallelujah, hallelujah, are not our hearts burning within us?
Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, are not our hearts burning within us? Hallelujah.